some new parents at some American companies are seeing new benefits. There's Netflix's famous unlimited parental leave for a child's first year. The private equity firm KKR offers new parents free plane tickets for nannies on business trips. Ernst & Young offers coaches for new parents returning to work. But these are exceptions. In fact, the Labor Department says that only 12% of private sector workers have access to paid family leave. So what can employers do to support working parents and to retain them? Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He joins us in the studio. And Kurt, that's a big part of this. There was one study that found, to the company's surprise, it wasn't brand new parents that were leaving. It was parents leaving like after a year and a half.
Yeah, it's really important for companies to actually get a sense of how are working parents working in their organizations right now. And so it may turn out that they come back to work, but if they leave in a year, then you're going to have to replace them anyway. You're going to have to hire somebody new. You're going to have to retrain somebody new. So make sure this works and figure out exactly who your parents are.
And what is it that they need after that year and a half they're not getting? So there's some examples of what companies can do that doesn't involve a lot of cost, including categorizing after-hours emails.
Yeah, so just understand that being a parent is super stressful and working is stressful. So if you are sending emails as a manager in the evening or on the weekends, maybe you'd want to label them for Monday, not urgent, FYI, just to be more considerate of that person's time.
Because they may be going to a ballet recital, as you write. The studies have found too much focus on new biological mothers, you know, providing space for breastfeeding, which is very important, but expanding what the needs are.
Yeah, you have to remember that there are all sorts of parents in your company. There are adoptive parents. There are same-sex parents. Like, parenthood is sort of an 18-year lifestyle bomb, right? Mm-hmm. It just changes everything. And so focusing on those first months, super important, not the whole picture.
Okay. Non-negotiable vacation, or make vacation time non-negotiable. What's that about? It's like telling your people to go away?
This is making sure that people take advantage of the benefits and resources that you do offer, because not every company can afford to give somebody 12 months leave or buy plane tickets for nannies, right? Mm. It's a very different picture. But if you are offering vacation, make sure that employees are actually taking that. And some companies actually put that at the top of performance reviews. They'll say vacation days taken, or they'll send out, they'll do voicemails or emails just reminding people to take vacation days before the summer. So just make sure that people are taking advantage of the time off you're giving them, and also know about the resources that you have for counseling or HR or anything else that to help working parents.
And again, this isn't all about, you know, having a feel good. I mean, that's nice too, but it's also a cost effective. It's a bottom line thing. If you have people burning out, that costs you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you want happy workers, because happy workers are productive workers. And the reality is many of them are going to be parents. So you may not be able to afford all this lavish stuff, or maybe, you know, what some people would consider the minimum that other companies offer, but do everything you can.
Including if all you can do is put up a bulletin board where people can talk about, where do I get one of those fold-up cribs? Do you need yours anymore? Can I borrow it? Counts.
It's so easy, but if it's so easy, why aren't you doing it?
Yeah. Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Thanks as always.
You got it.